In this edition of the EA HCP Steward, we're talking with Roger Biggers with the New Braunfels Utilities and Cindy Loeffler with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Roger, remind our listeners about why the NAS Recommendations Review Workgroup was put together.
The National Academy of Sciences came up with a lot of recommendations after reviewing the HCP, and so the timing, I guess, was an issue here, because a lot of the things that they made recommendations as we went through with our review group, we found that we've already done those. That's good. It was good that they made those recommendations. It was good to know that we've already done a lot of those things. Mm-hmm. So that's one aspect of this review group, was making sure that we're not going to duplicate effort. So we also had to look at budget constraints. You know, there were some things in here that would be very expensive to do that didn't have to be done to stay in compliance with the incidental take permit with the HCP. And so we, you know, when we prioritize these things, that has to be taken into account. So I think the review group was put together just to be able to provide information to the implementing committee about that entire National Academy of Sciences report on the HCP.
So let's talk about those recommendations. You know, it's a very, very lengthy report, but what, you know, if you kind of had to hone it down to a few very key recommendations, you know, what would come to your mind? What's the top of the list?
Sure. So the recommendations are broken out into categories related to hydrological modeling, biological modeling, ecosystem modeling, things of that nature. And, you know, one thing I've been happy to see is that a lot of the recommendations coming from National Academy of Science are things that we are already doing. If we're not already doing them, we think that we agree with the need to do these things that they recommended to us. You know, one particular recommendation, and I just tried to tabulate how many there were. I think it's in the neighborhood of 60 or 70, I think, different recommendations related to hydrologic modeling. EAA has been, you know, constantly improving mod flow in the models that are used to predict the behavior of the Edwards Aquifer, and that's key to everything that we're doing, not only with the HCP, but with management of the Edwards Aquifer. So seeing that we're, you know, pretty much on the cutting edge of how modeling is constantly improved based upon new data collected, new information gathered, and quite frankly, learning new things as we're going along through this process. And so that's been you know, one of the most important things, I think, is we are, you know, we had to make some big assumptions as we were putting together the HCP, but seeing that the National Academy of Science report fairly well validates that we were on the right track, we are on the right track, and that their recommendations, their suggestions will help us to continue to improve. And I think that's the big takeaway for me is, you know, as I sometimes say, science is never done. You know, we're constantly learning new things, collecting new data. The important thing is to continue to incorporate all of that new information into our future actions, and I think we're doing that.
Yeah. And just to kind of wrap up here, I'll give you guys both a shot at this. How do you think that this particular, the NAS report and the work group's input on it will strengthen the overall HCP? Roger?
Well, again, it validates a lot of what's been doing. It tweaks a lot of what, you know, going forward, we can concentrate on other specific areas or that we might not have had directly in our sights. So I think the report and then the review that we've done will really help the implementing committee going forward with the work that still has to be done.
Nice. Cindy?
In science, it's important to always have peer review, and having a National Academy of Science review is the best out there. So having their, you know, findings related to the work that's been done, in the way I think about it, it really kind of helps validate the resources that have gone into developing the HCP. We're ensuring that the money spent has been spent wisely, has been spent well. We're doing the best job that can be done with respect to answering these questions going forward.
Roger, Cindy, we appreciate your time this afternoon, and thank you both.
You're welcome.
Thank you.